Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the hour came, Jesus took his place at table with the apostles. He said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I tell you, I shall not eat it again until there is fulfillment in the kingdom of God." Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and said, "Take this and share it among yourselves. For I tell you that from this time on, I shall not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." Then he took the bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which will be given up for you. Do this in memory of me." And likewise, the cup, after they had eaten, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which will be shed for you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Praised be Jesus Christ.
Celebrating the votive mass of Jesus Christ, the eternal high priest, we worship our Lord under the title which expresses his mission to sanctify all men. The title of eternal high priest expresses in an essential way the mystery of the redemptive incarnation. God the Father sent his only begotten Son in our human flesh, with one only end in view, the consummation of his immeasurable and unceasing love for us by means of our redemption, our liberation from the power of sin and its fruit, eternal death, and our sanctification through communion with him. Having accomplished the work of our redemption by his passion, death, and resurrection, and now seated in glory at the right hand of God the Father, God the Son continues to exercise his high priestly office. He pours forth into our hearts, from his glorious pierced heart, the sevenfold gift of the Holy Spirit, in order that we may overcome sin and be inflamed with pure and selfless love. Christ manifested his high priestly heart throughout his public ministry, through his teaching, his forgiveness of sins, and his miraculous healings. Recall that it was his forgiveness of sins which his enemies used to condemn him. His forgiveness of sins was their pretext to reject his teaching and his miraculous works which confirmed the truth of his teaching. Because they refused to accept him as the Messiah, the long-awaited anointed of the Lord, they accused him of blasphemy and eventually had him condemned to death and executed by the pagan Roman authorities. But by his passion, death, resurrection, and ascension, our Lord brought to fulfillment his high priestly mission. At the Last Supper, our Lord anticipated his saving passion, death, resurrection, and ascension by exercising his high priestly office in its fullness, giving already to the apostles and through them to men of every time and place the fruit of his suffering and dying, his glorious body, blood, soul, and divinity under the forms of bread and wine, the heavenly bread to sustain us along the way of our earthly pilgrimage until we reach its destiny, the kingdom of heaven. When he sat down at table with the apostles, he expressed the profound significance of what he was about to do. I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I tell you, I shall not eat it again until there is fulfillment in the kingdom of God. He then proceeded to anticipate his sacrifice on Calvary sacramentally. As he transformed the bread and wine of the Passover meal into his true body and blood. This is my body, which will be given for you. Do this in memory of me. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which will be shed for you. By the transubstantiation of the bread and wine, and by the simultaneous consecration of the apostles to share in his one high priestly office, Christ, in his immeasurable and unceasing pastoral charity, provided that his sacrifice on Calvary would be made present through his priests for the salvation of men of every time and every place. The letter to the Hebrews, a divinely inspired reflection on Christ's high priestly office, recalls for us how Christ, now seated in glory at the right hand of the Father, continues his priestly mission of sanctifying us, freeing us from sin and inflaming us with divine love. The sacred writer assures us with these words, "For by one offering, he has made perfect forever those who are being consecrated. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since through the blood of Jesus we have confidence of entrance into the sanctuary by the new and living way he opened up for us through the veil that is his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us approach with a sincere heart, sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed in pure water." We are privileged to enter into the mystery of Christ's immeasurable and unceasing love in virtue of his high priestly office, which he continues to exercise through his priests, sacramentally configured to his person as head and shepherd of the flock in every time and place. It is such confidence that Saint Benedict disciplined his monks to practice through their faithful and generous attention in continuing the one Opus Dei of the sacred liturgy. Having set forth the discipline of the monastic community, Saint Benedict dedicates the heart of his rule to the monastic discipline in celebrating the sacred liturgy for the salvation of the world. As priests at the beginning of our spiritual retreat, it is fitting that we honor and adore our Eucharistic Lord under his title of Eternal High Priest, recalling that all graces, including the great gift of the Holy Eucharist, and the gift of the ordained priesthood in which we are privileged to share, flow from the glorious pierced heart of Jesus, we are reminded that his heart is always priestly, always disposed to offer his all for the salvation of souls. The great miracles of the Holy Eucharist and the Holy Priesthood reveal his priestly heart to us and give us the confidence, notwithstanding our sinfulness, to conform our poor, doubting, and sinful priestly hearts to his glorious, pierced heart in which they are purified of sin and strengthened for every good work to the glory of God and for the salvation of souls. My dear brother priests, May Christ, the eternal high priest, inspire us to know ever more clearly the call to follow him as a true shepherd of the flock, and may he draw our hearts, one with the Immaculate Heart of Mary, to his glorious pierced heart, ever open to receive our hearts, to purify them of sin, and to inflame them with his pure and selfless love. May we identify our vocation and mission in the Eucharistic sacrifice, which is the fullest expression of the pastoral charity of Christ, the eternal high priest. Through the grace of ordination to the sacred priesthood, we have been conformed to the person of Christ in his pastoral charity. Our souls are indelibly marked for the exercise of the pastoral charity of Christ on behalf of all men. By offering the holy sacrifice of the Mass for the salvation of the world, we most fully and perfectly carry out the high priestly ministry of Christ, to which we have been called and for which we have been consecrated. In Pastores Dabo Vobis, St. John Paul II made specific reference to the highest expression of the priestly office, recalling the words of the ordaining bishop when he places the offerings for the Holy Mass in the hands of the newly ordained priest. Receive the oblation of the holy people to be offered to God. Understand what you do, imitate what you celebrate, and conform your life to the mystery of the Lord's cross. Regarding what has been called the Traditio Instrumentorum, the handing over of the paten with the bread and the chalice with the wine for the offering of the Holy Mass and the accompanying words, St. John Paul II declared, "This is the invitation and admonition which the Church addresses to the priest in the rite of ordination, when the offerings of the holy people for the Eucharistic sacrifice are placed in his hands. The mystery of which the priest is a steward is definitively Jesus Christ himself, who in the Spirit is the source of holiness and the call to sanctification. This mystery seeks expression in the priestly life. For this to be so, there is need for great vigilance and lively awareness. At every moment of our priestly life and ministry, we are returning to the Eucharistic sacrifice as the highest and most perfect expression of our priestly identity in order to understand our priestly mission of pastoral charity and to have the strength to carry out our divinely given mission. Regarding the spiritual life of the priest, St. John Paul II declared, "The internal principle, the force which animates and guides the spiritual life of the priest, inasmuch as he is configured to Christ, the head and shepherd, is pastoral charity, as a participation in Jesus Christ's own pastoral charity, a gift freely bestowed by the Holy Spirit, and likewise a task and a call which demand a free and committed response on the part of the priest. May we always find the identity of our vocation in the pastoral charity of Christ, the head and shepherd of the flock. May his pastoral charity be the inspiration and measure of our spiritual life, so that our hearts may be conformed evermore to his own high priestly heart, especially through the offering of his Eucharistic sacrifice. May the Sacred Heart of Jesus never cease to attract us and to lead us, especially by means of the sacraments of the Holy Eucharist and penance, to a fuller identification of self with the objective reality of our priestly vocation, which St. John Mary Vianney, the curé of Ars, so simply and powerfully described with these words: "The priesthood, it is the love of the heart of Jesus." Let us now lift up our hearts, one with the Immaculate Heart of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary, to the glorious pierced heart of Christ, the eternal High Priest. Placing our hearts securely into his Sacred Heart, may we find peace and strength for our response to his call to follow him. From his priestly heart, may we bring the gift of pure and selfless love to our neighbor. So may Christ, the eternal High Priest, continue to sanctify many, cleansing them of sin and strengthening them for their daily Christian living. Heart of Jesus, King and center of all hearts, have mercy on us. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Saint Joseph, foster father of Jesus and husband of Mary, pray for us. Saint John Mary Vianney,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.